Brewers and Mets wrapping up a four-game set in Queens. Chase Anderson getting the start. Seven scoreless frames last time out against the D-backs. He got some help from his defense in the second.
Yeah, that ball's hit hard left field. Up with it, Franklin. They're going to send the runner. Got a chance here. Throw comes in. Bandy the catch, the tag. And he is out at the plate. Franklin guns down Duda. Two outs, two on. Here comes Hernan Perez. In the right field, that is down fair. Franklin scores. Sogard's going to be held around third. And that'll be an RBI double for Hernan Perez. The Brewers strike first this afternoon.
So Nick Franklin with an RBI opportunity. Here's the delivery. Franklin lines one towards left. That falls in front of Conforto. Coming in to score, Domingo Santana. And the Brewers have a 2-0 lead. Anderson has the one he wants from Bandy. The windup. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. Got him with a changeup. Seven scoreless from Chase Anderson here in New York. We head to the eighth inning. Brewers with a 2-0 lead.
Brewers lead by a run. Two outs. Ninth inning. The 1-2 pitch. And Duda swings and pops it up. Who wants it? VR makes the call. He's got it. And the Brewers win a thriller today in New York. Corey Knebel dominant once again. Two more punch outs, and the Brewers make a winner out of Chase Anderson.
The Brewers will fly out of New York with the 2-1 victory. They earn the split in the series. Anderson seven scoreless again. He struck out seven along the way. Wheeler 6 1/3, 10 hits, 2 earned runs. Some bad news for the Brewers. Orlando Arcia's career high 11 game hitting streak ended with a pinch hit strikeout in the ninth. After the game, Brewers manager Craig Counsell spoke about a hard fought win.
I think he's just in a good place right now. I mean, he's the last four innings, I thought, maybe better. I thought he got in a groove there, really after probably the second, I guess, was the inning Franklin threw the guy out. And I thought he was, he's in a great rhythm. He went third time through the lineup. He was still in a great rhythm. So it was outstanding today, for sure.
How impressive is that, just to follow up what he was able to do in that last start?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's just in a good place right now. I mean, he's got all pitches work. He's got four pitches. He's really become a four-pitch guy. And, I think that's a credit to his hard work and to Derek Johnson, improving that curveball and that little cutter he's using effectively too. And, he was really fastball changeup for the early part of his career. And now those other two pitches have become a big part of what he's doing. And he's got to the point where he's worked with them enough, I think, now that he feels really comfortable kind of any pitch, any count, and that's tough for a hitter.
Looks like he's keeping them off balance. You see a lot of uncomfortable with bats where they just...
Yeah, and that's what four-pitch guys can do. The hitter is stuck a little bit, and with a lot of pitches and all of them for strikes, it's tough at bat for the hitters. And he's getting ahead in the count well, and he's got a kind of a different variety for the left-handers and the right-handers. It's a lot of good stuff. No, and I think he was missing a little bit in the first couple innings, and then he locked it in, and it was good.
Pretty nice day by Nick Franklin. Took one away and not going in. And
yeah, I'm happy for Nick. I mean, he's been given kind of the toughest job here, not playing a bunch at all. But he had a great day today. I mean, it's been a couple weeks since his last start, and he's on base three times and throws a guy out at the plate. Good reason for him to have a big smile on his face, for sure, which he did.
Have you liked what you've seen of him and staying ready, when you don't get to play?
It's not an easy job, like I said. I mean, it's frustrating because you don't get, it's hard to get results in that job. But he's been a great teammate. And he's stayed ready and happy for him today. Yeah, we just, it was a frustrating day offensively. We did a great job of getting guys on base. We had good at bats, and then we had to put in some double plays at kind of bad spots. I thought our at bats were, good. We didn't get the results in the seventh inning. We had some chances with a man on third and less than two, but they made some pitches as well.
Great.
Yeah, You mean the one that
yeah, right here.
Yeah. Well, it's like hitting an umpire to me. It's, you know, the kid's trying to get out of the way. He's, you know, and he's trying to get out of the way. I mean, Flores was not by any means, you know, sitting underneath the ball. So
Hernan Perez was 3-for-4 with an RBI and talked after the game.
I think he was leaving the ball around the play. We have a great IB. We put a good swing and we get the 10 hits.
Chase Anderson, another great outing for him. 7 shutout innings coming off of the near no hitter. What did you see from him tonight?
I mean, he was hitting the spot. I feel happy for Chase. He went 7 innings and had the team keep there and win the game.
And what about Corey Knebel, your closer, coming in again? 2 more strikeouts for him. Just how dominant has he been over these first 2 months?
Well, I hope he is still doing the job and he get more opportunities to save games.
Up next, the Brewers head home for a 3-game set with the Dodgers. It'll be Jimmy Nelson against Clayton Kershaw in the opener.